In. So, the big question I want to address tonight is why was there Geneva's Das when Yaakov deceived Lavan, but not when he deceived Yitzchak? Yaakov deceived Yitzchak in last week's Parsha when he pretended to be Esav. He deceives Lavan in this week's Parsha when he leaves without telling him. And we'll just read a little bit here. From Perek Lamed Aleph, the Torah says, "Vayishmas divrei bnei Lavan lemor, lokach Yaakov es kol asher le'avinu." That the children of Lavan said that Yaakov took everything that belonged to our father. Me asher le'avinu asas kol hakavod hazeh, and basically he got all this honor from our father. V'yar Yaakov es bnei Lavan v'hinei enenu imo kitmol shalom. Yaakov saw the face of Lavan. He wasn't like. Wasn't he didn't look at him like he did previous days? Yaakov, and God speaks to Yaakov. He says, "Shuvel eretz avosecha, return to the land of your ancestors, lumaladcha, and your birthplace." Ve'yeimach, I'll be with you. And then Ve'yishlach Yaakov yikol Rachel Leah said, "So no." He sends for Rachel and Leah, and he tells them what happens. And afterwards, in Pasuk Yud-Dalet, they say, "Ha'od lanu chelik v'nachla beis avinu." Do we even have a portion in the house of our father? Everything we have, really, we don't have any. We everything, Kolosher Kim Miavinu Lanu, everything, all the wealth that Hashem saved from our father, Lanu Hu Levanenu, is for us and for our children. But Talk Kolosher Elokim Elecha, I say, whatever God tells you, we will do. In other words, they're saying that, really. We don't have a portion. Basically, we have what we have because God saved us, and we'll do whatever you want. And so, what happens? Yaakov gets up, he carries his children, his wives on the camels. So he gets all his stuff together, and Lavan. Halach ligzos et sono, so Lavan goes to shear the sheep. Vatignov Rachel as a trophim, she steals the trophim, the idols. Pasuk Chaf, Vayignov Yaakov eslave Lavan harami, al bli higid lo kibarechu. Yaakov steals the heart of Lavan. Geneva stas, right? Radak says, Ganav dato, ki hu yachoshev shiyah ba'ir v'hu alach lo. Lavan goes away, presumably a 3-day journey, because he only hears about this 3 days later. So presumably Yaakov waited for a time when Lavan went to shear his sheep that was 3 days distance away. And the Torah says pretty clearly that Yaakov ganav is slave Lavan. This is Geneva's Das. And then Lavan catches up to him, and God appears to him and says, "Don't touch him." So that's why he doesn't touch him. But I guess my big question is, is that it's fascinating that the Torah describes Yaakov's behavior towards Lavan as Vayignov Yaakov slave Lavan, and yet when it comes to Yitzchak, he doesn't say that. Does that mean there was deception when it comes to Lavan? There wasn't deception when it comes to Yitzchak? How do we understand that?
Maybe a bad guy like Lavan's not so troubled. You can go. It's just they're making a statement. It's not saying that it's necessarily bad.
Okay, so you're saying he didn't deceive, but did he not?
Oh yeah, he deceives it. But so what? He, Imikesha has that pasuk,
So no, I understand, but why does it use the length? I understand, but why does it use the language that he deceived Lavan?
Does he? All right,
Oh,
but that
to
doesn't mean
tell.
that.
You're
Yeah.
sa you're saying it's because, yeah, he deceived him. He was allowed to, because he's a bad
Yeah.
guy. As
Yeah.
opposed to Yitzchak, he was allowed to, but not because he was a bad guy.
Yeah, in other words, Lavan, you have to know who you're dealing with.
No, I understand, but he also he Yitzchak all, Yaakov also deceived Yitzchak for not because he was a bad guy, but he deceived him also for because he listened to his mother. He wanted to get the
Maybe
brachos.
there's a good purpose. Yeah, these things have good
So you're
purpose.
saying the lashon of Vayignov of Yaakov's slave Lavan is when there's a justified bet, when there's a justified purpose because the person's bad. And when it doesn't say v'yignov,
no, you have to know the situation. Like Hashem tells Sarah, why did Yitzchak, you know, it tells Yitzchak, why did Sarah say that she's old? He switched it.
I understand.
No. Rabbi, but, yes. I see something here in Pasuk Bet, because Yaakov, Vayar Yaakov et Pnei Lavan.
Yeah.
That he saw already that he is not behaving like he used to behave.
Right.
So I see here when it says about Lignov et Lev, so it's just the opposite of the face, you know?
Interesting. So now he saw the face, and now he stole. Okay, I hear. So let's begin. Before we try to answer that question, so why was it permitted? It seems pretty clear that this Genevas Das, this deception, was permitted because the Torah, we never find that the Torah is critical of Yaakov for what he did. So it seems that it's permitted. Now, the it's only Genevas Das. By the way, what's Genevas Das? Genevas Das is really sort of if I do not, if I sort of steal information from you, or if I withhold information from you, to which you are fully entitled. That's Genevas Das. Genevas Das is you're entitled to certain information, and I'm not giving you that information. But if you're not entitled to that information, then that's simply self-deception. In other words, it's only Genevas Das if Lavan is entitled to the information that Yaakov is leaving. Why do we assume that Yaakov has to let Lavan know that he's leaving? So, for example, the Sforno points out, so that was one of the things that Gila mentioned. The Sforno points out that Vayishma es divrei bnei Lavan. So first of all, Yaakov heard the words of the children of Lavan. Shesipru alav lashon hara b'kinasam. So number one is the children were speaking lashon hara about Yaakov. Number two, vayar Yaakov es pnei Lavan, that Yaakov saw that Lavan accepted the lashon hara as being true. And also, what was the third thing? Vayomer lekima Yaakov shuv. And God told him to leave. So there are three reasons why Yaakov decides to leave. He sees that his in-laws are speaking Lashon Hara about him. Yaakov is accepting the Lashon Hara. And Hashem tells him to leave. And he didn't ask Lavan why. This is not typical for someone like him just to leave, but kichashav sha'achar shekibal lashon hara alav im yadan esiaso yigzaleu kamro pen tigzol espedol secha. So he was afraid that if he would tell Lavan he's going to leave, then Lavan would just steal from him. So basically, Yaakov was justified in withholding information from Lavan about him leaving because he believed that Lavan would try to steal from him if he would let him know that he was leaving. Now, question is, how did Yaakov create the deception? So, a couple of ways. So one way you could say, you just waited for him to travel for 3 days. That's one way, potentially. So the Sforno says, I'll give you four different methods. Sforno says, Vayignov Yaakov es, because if you think about it, if his in-laws are saying, oh, Yaakov's a cheat, he's basically trying to take from you, and Lavan's looking at him poorly. So maybe now Lavan will think, oh, now that I'm treating him poorly, maybe he's going to try to leave. So in what way did Yaakov deceive Lavan? Shelo hera lo shehir gish klab amash kibal av lashon hara, uvimash shelo hayu panavim Yaakov kitmol shel shol. Even though Yaakov heard the lashon hara about him, he saw the way Lavan was treating him, Yaakov pretended as if he didn't take a hint. He made it seem, oh, we're buddies. Lavan was really angry at him. The Lavan's children were really angry at him. Lavan's sons were angry at him. But Yaakov made himself seem oblivious to these things. So Lavan never thought that he was planning on leaving. That's one way. Haktava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg said, similar, says, Ki derech leif adam lo ora oso ma shebelev chaveiro lasos lo. Typically, a person, you know, even if you don't say things, it's the way of your heart. You're gonna act a certain way if your friends, like if you think your friend's gonna do something negative to you or your friend's about to do something to you, you're gonna respond a certain way. So maybe that it would make sense that Lavan would naturally think that Yaakov was going to run away. Because Yaakov, like, if he wants to run away, Yaakov's going to give it away. He's going to use body language to sort of give over the impression he's going to run away. Amnam v'chachmas libo asa Yaakov lisnagim Lavan ba'ofen shlo yagid levavo v'lo yudienu ki Yaakov borech mimenu. However, in Yaakov's wisdom, he acted like Lavan in a way that his heart won't give him away that he's planning on fleeing. Ki haya misra'el lefanav ki lo tov lo imo. He made it seem like everything's great. Vita ben Elushev so. He made it seem like he'll stay with him forever. Like things are going great. So Lavan then thought that even though Lavan felt he viewed Yaakov in a different light, he saw that Yaakov still thought that he was with, you know, best friends with him. Because Yaakov's attitude didn't change at all.
And Rabbi, is that a criticism of Yaakov?
No,
or?
No, it's just a description of what it means. So my point is, the Sforno says, totally justified. And now I'm just explaining how he was deceptive. And I'm telling you that nowhere do we find the Torah critical of Yaakov for deceiving Lavan. But just, I'm just curious how he did that. Just saying how he did that. It's clear that he did that. The Torah said he did that. So how do you do that?
Why the lashon of Vayigno? That's what I. Yeah.
So you're stealing. You're withholding.
It seems like something bad, but not really. It's not really.
Okay,
bad,
so good. That's my question, Baruch. I'm gonna try that. But we'll get to that in a bit. So approach number three, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, "Vulai shakavana hi shenitchakem Yaakov kishesiper lelavan komasa v'hanhogosav helimimenu aremas ormas habaricha." So again, Yaakov hid. So he hid from him that he's going to flee. V'osif lishal sam imenu v'mashal yoshal imenu lishalcho. And also, he also sort of added to the fact that he wasn't going to make him think that he's fleeing from him because he had asked from him before, 6 years earlier, to send him away. Because Lavan knew 6 years ago, Yaakov asked him to leave. So because he asked him to leave, specifically asked him to leave, someone thought that Yaakov, that he would be a mensch, he would ask him to leave. So the fact that he asked him to send him 6 years ago, that was the Gnevas Das. So it might even be 6 years ago he asked him to leave, and that act now is being used by Yaakov to sort of convince Lavan that there's no way he's going to leave without asking him. Because that's what Yaakov does. He asks before he leaves. So either, again, it's simply that he made it seem like he's totally buddies with him, and he's oblivious to the change in Lavan's attitude towards him. Or additionally, 6 years ago, he asked him to leave, so he made it seem he's not going to run away. He's only going to ask him to leave. And the Barbanel has, in addition, he gives the first few reasons. He says, there are three panim, three reasons. Echad, Shemar Shagan of Yaakov, Eslava, Mbli, Gidlo, Dover, Mimash, and Iska Lamala. Rot Salomar, Divri, Banav, Shepan of Eno, Kidmo, Shilshom. So he hid from the fact that we see that Lavan treated him differently and the sons treat him differently. Meshlo Gidlo Yaakov Davar Zebo. since Yaakov didn't say, "Oh, I notice that you're acting differently." So he didn't know that he didn't tell him that he was going to flee. Meaning, he didn't tell him that, "Oh, your attitude to me has changed." So there's no way for Lavan to think that he's going to run away. Vabet, the second reason, ki speak of chachmas Yaakov armi Musa lasos masa both and shigar for slave Lavan. The Yaakov acted in a way that he tricked Lavan, that Lavan would not enter his mind that he would flee from him. Yaakov made sure that sometimes people wear their emotions on their sleeve, that Yaakov kept what he thought in his heart, and he didn't express it so that Lavan would get the gist. You know, Yaakov nistater b'masav. He hid in his actions, both in shaliva shalava lo gid lo kibarecho. In his actions, he didn't tell Lavan that he wanted to flee. V'agimol, this is the new point. Shadia kasev shesiba l'shegar of Yaakov a slave Lavan mazeh. What does it mean that he deceived him? Ibnei shlo he gid lo kishaba mi beis aviv kibarecho. He never told Lavan. How did he get to Haran? He fled from his father's house. He fled from Esav. In other words, already when Yaakov felt threatened, he runs. He never told. So he never told Lavan that he's a flight risk, that he has a history of running away when things are bad. Right?
So according to this, Kiporeachu is about Esav.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's a flight risk.
Because
he didn't tell him because of Esav. Because he didn't tell him the story with Esav. So he didn't think he's going to run. I mean, right, in other words, the Or HaChaim tells him that the Vayignov is 6 years ago when he asked to leave, so he thinks he's never going to ask to leave. And Abarbanel goes back 20 years, that Kiporeachu, that he doesn't tell him that that's what he does, he runs away. So we have like three or four different possibilities of how Yaakov deceives Lavan. But the fundamental question still remains, why does the Torah describe Yaakov's behavior with respect to Lavan as being one of Gnevas Das, Yignov Lev Lavan, and not when it comes to Yitzchak? So I'd like to suggest that the difference in the Torah's formulation was not Yaakov's behavior, because in both cases he deceived someone. But maybe the difference in the language reflected the reaction of the alleged victim, the reaction of Lavan versus the reaction of Yitzchak. In other words, perhaps in both cases, Yaakov's deceit was justified for different reasons. But maybe Vayignov Lev Lavan is actually about the response by the victim. Because if you go back to Parsha's Toldos, last week's Parsha, the Torah tells us, Vayecharad Yitzchak charada gdola ad maod. So Yitzchak trembles a lot. And he says, "Mi'efo hu atzayid tzayid, v'yoveli v'ochol mikol b'terem tavo, v'varcheu." Who is the one who brought me the food, and I ate from him before you came, and I blessed him? Who was the one? Ah, Gam Baruch Yeh. It will also be a blessing. The Rashbam explains, Gam Baruch Yeh. It will also be a blessing. Shemiher lovdani, that he hurried to serve me. V'gam yadad, and then he also realized Shevatzas Rivka asa kol. That was all part of Rivka's plan. V'hi haisa makeres bo shavar lebrachos. And she realized that it was really Yaakov who should have the brachos. So when he realized that, he said, Gam baruch yeh. Hadar Zakenim says, V'yesh b'farshim, the Yitzchak charad. The Yitzchak trembled. Amar Belibo, he said in his heart, Ma'avon hayabi shebirachti yasakatim b'fnei b'ni agadol. What sin did I commit that I blessed the young one in front of the old one instead of the old one? And while Yitzchak was mourning or sighing, Esav goneach al bercho aviv, he was crying that his father blessed Yaakov, Amar, and he said, "Ve'yakveni zeh pamayim." He tricked me twice. Es bechorasi lakach. He also took my firstborn rights. Ah, Amar Yitzchak le'Esav. Mihu asher lakach bechorasach? Who took your firstborn rights? Amar le'Yaakov. He said, "Yaakov took it." Amar Yitzchak gam brachia. Ah, b'dinu mishpatav be'raktiv. Ah, I blessed the right person because he now. I didn't realize that he had the bechor. He had the rights to the firstborn. In either case. Whether you explain it to the Rashba or the Hadar Zakenim or other explanations, Yitzchak's response was Ki Baruchu. He accepted what happened as coming from God as being justified. It's not at all what happened with Lavan. Lavan chases after him. He reaches him. And in Pasuk Chavdal, V'yomel Kima Lavan Arami B'chalom Alayla, God appears to Lavan at night. V'yomel he said to Mishomer L'cha Pente Deberim Yaakov Tov Hadra. Don't say anything. Good or bad. Don't even address this. Okay? You can't harm him. And Lavan, he reaches Yaakov. And Lavan said, "Why you do all this? And you know, you laugh without saying goodbye." And then Pasuk Chavtet says, "Yesh lekel yodi lasos b'chebra." Oh, by God, I would like to do bad to you. Velokei avichem. MS. Amar Eli, God, but the God of your fathers yesterday said to me, Shamar Lacha Midabim Yakum Tovara. Don't speak to him good or bad. In other words, stay away from him. Don't harm him. See, Lavan feels deceived. Lavan feels that it was unjust. And if not for God appearing to him in a dream, Lavan would have harmed Yaakov. In other words, the difference between Lavan and Yitzchak's reaction is that Lavan was going to harm Yaakov if not for the fact that God told him not to harm him. Yitzchak's reaction was what? Ki baruchu. Acceptance. See, Yitzchak is a God-fearing individual, but Lavan is a master deceiver. Lavan is called Lavan Harami, Lavan the trickster. A master deceiver lives a life where he thinks everyone is deceiving him. See, from his perspective, Yaakov deceived him, even though Yaakov did nothing of the sort. If you're actually to compare the two, I would argue that the deceit with Yitzchak is a much greater deceit than with Lavan. In other words, it's fascinating that the only time that the Torah, where the Torah tells us explicitly that an individual was the victim of Geneva's Das, of deception, involves a victim of self-deception, a victim who lives his entire life by deceiving others, whose entire lifestyle and worldview is one of deception. The individual who always looks for the best in things, who accepts unforeseen circumstances as being the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who says Gam Baruch Yeh, or maybe the modern version of Gam Zulatov, I guess. Right? So he is one of our founding fathers. The individual who thinks that he can fool others, who thinks that he can cheat others, who thinks that he can deceive others, that he can get away with this and get away with that, at the end of the day, this person becomes the greatest single victim of his sins. And perhaps the message, when we compare the language of how the Torah describes the Yaakov's deceit when it comes to Yitzchak versus Lavan, is that besides the fact that the seed is wrong, maybe the message of the Torah is that this type of behavior ultimately has consequences to our personality. Because the more honest that we are, the more that we will see goodness and honesty and truth in the world. However, the more deceitful we are, the more we will see Geneva's Das, the more we will see deceit and falsehood, even when it does not exist. And at the end of the day, honesty is a recipe for happiness and meaning in this world. Mm-hmm.